Fiona Kelly's here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers.
Yesterday they were pictured in their Debs dresses, but today the images carried on the front of the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror are of Ciara McCann and Lava Mohammed in their school uniforms. The two teenagers who died when the car they were travelling in on their way to their Debs ball crashed just outside Clonus on Monday evening were students at Largy College, which has released a statement paying tribute to the best friends who will both be laid to rest in separate services today. Our lost angels is the headline in the Star, while it's our school is heartbroken in the Mirror. The picture in the front of today's Irish Times, meanwhile, is of a white coffin containing Dlava's remains being carried out of her family home yesterday evening. The paper also reports that the section of road where the accident occurred on Monday evening also claimed the life of 20-year-old Ashley McCluskey when his car went off the road in apparently very similar circumstances in 2004. For its lead story, the Times reports on Donald Trump's appearance in court in Washington today, where prosecutors will claim that he led a conspiracy aimed at overturning the 2020 election result. A 10% increase in tax revenues up to the end of July generates a lead story in today's Irish Examiner, along with speculation that the government is considering a series of one-off measures for families and businesses in a cost of living package. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports that pressure is mounting on Media Minister Catherine Martin to publish RTÉ's annual report and accounts for 2022, which were submitted to her department over a month ago. Hugh O'Connell reports that RTÉ is expected to report a deficit for last year. The Irish Daily Mail leads today with the line that an anti-child trafficking group has expressed concern that more than 150 children in state care who are currently living in emergency accommodation are at risk. The DUP features in the lead stories in both Northern papers this morning. The Irish News runs with the line that the email which Geoffrey Donaldson sent to party colleagues over the weekend, accusing some of them of briefing against the party, has exposed divisions in the DUP. While the Belfast Telegraph reports on a piece which Sammy Wilson wrote for an in-house magazine for Westminster parliamentarians, in which he sings the praises of the Good Friday Agreement and recommends that a similar peace deal could work in Cyprus. Suzanne Breen reminds us that Mr. Wilson and his party actively campaigned against the 1998 accord. As for this morning, television presenter Laura Whitmore is pictured on the front of The Independent, and inside today's paper, she talks about her experience of being stalked. A number of papers report on the announcement yesterday that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his wife are separating after 18 years of marriage. And finally, day three of the Galway races provides The Examiner with its front page picture this morning. Seb Daly's shot is of 17-year-old jockey Danny Gilligan, who won the Tote Galway Plate on Ashtree Meadow, along with his proud mum Natalie, as she plants a kiss on his cheek.